Look, the biggest podcast where you can learn them lessons. Line for line where you can learn from different sections. Made it out the mud, come tell your story, blessings. Never know who listening, never know who stressing. Divine gave you a voice, come speak your honest truth. Line for line, go ball for ball, it's up to you. Wanna talk sports, gov, and politics. Wanna talk about where you from and your accomplishments. The line for line is really where you need to be. A platform that's really made for folks like you and me. You can find it all no matter what you seek. Whether you calling or you listening, tune in every week.
All right, we are back on a very special episode of Line for Line. This is a podcaster's testimony. I have a very special guest in the building, one of the most creative men I've ever had the chance of meeting, you know what I'm saying? I have my good guy Mike in the building. Mike, how are you?
Oh man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to live up to that intro. I don't know that I'm that great.
Oh my gosh, you're awesome. Our health and wellness episode went through the roof. You know, you're really, really good at that.
Good.
On my platform, just go ahead and give the people, the listeners, the fans, an introduction of you.
Well, I'm Michael Colby. I am a podcaster. I do, like, several podcasts. I also do the audio engineering for this very show, and also several other shows. but this is really the one that I sort of, well, I'm not going to say work on the most. Most of my other shows, I'm just like sort of a co-host. I do Jack Billings Presents Me and My Neighbor Michael, which is it's like an audio drama scripted comedy show about a weird neighborhood. It's very strange. That one takes a lot more time of what I have to do. That one is sound effects and changing voices and adding music. Well, I add music to this one too, but adding music in the back. Yeah, that's like a whole production. This is your voice and your guest's voice sound clear and loud. But the other one's a whole production. And like I said, my other podcast, I just really like to podcast. I've been listening to podcasts pretty much since they started. That's sort of my thing. Like, I used to listen to before podcasts started just because I didn't want to listen to music on the radio. I just wanted to listen to people talk, and I don't know why. But that's just sort of what I'm into, is listening to people talk, hearing people's different opinions and, what they have to say about things.
What would you say it was that made you wake up and decide to say, hey, I'm going to start a podcast?
I was actually, it wasn't even my idea. I got a phone call from my friend who I've known for years. Just one day he calls me up out of the blue with this crazy voice. And he's talking to me for an hour without breaking this character that he's doing. He just sort of said, do you want to do a podcast with me? As I'm going to be this character, I just want you to sort of be yourself. We're going to build this crazy world, and you're just going to sort of react to what's going on around you. And I was like, well, I've never done anything like this, but I have a lot of life experiences just because I said yes to saying something that I thought sounded fun. So I decided, sure, why not? And from that was about 3 years ago. And we've been doing that show ever since. I've since started a video game podcast where my co-host and I talk about bad video games that we like. And then, again, I was asked to be, you know, guest voices on different audio dramas. I'm part of a sketch, like an improvised sketch comedy podcast called The Pod Skit, just because somebody asked me to do it. I'm on a movie review podcast called The Real Boys. Friday we do like new movies and stuff.
Every time, not to cut you off, I'm sorry. I was going to say, I never get any love back. I'm sitting there watching and watching. I'm shouting out stuff. And then I'm like, oh.
No, see, the problem with the comments on that show is that they're a couple seconds behind us. And there's also a lot of people on that show. So to interrupt somebody talking to respond to a comment that came in from like 5 seconds ago that we were talking about is tough. So we don't get to acknowledge as many of the comments on that show as we would like to. You know, if it was a one or two person show, then yeah, we could talk to the audience more. But since there's like 6 to 8 people on there, usually it's tough to get to a lot of the comments.
Podcast that you work with is...
Jack Billings, for sure. There's something about... I love... like, there's a different reason why I love all the shows that I work on. I wouldn't... If it wasn't something that I enjoyed, I wouldn't do it at all. But there's something about... Because when I started doing this, I knew nothing about audio. No, nothing. I... Everything that I know about by trial and error. So there's something about a scripted show, cutting out the lines that people flubbed and changing people's voices and adding in sound effects and making it sound like something's really going on in that studio, which is really just my friend's living room. But there's something about making a living world out of nothing that's so exciting to me. The bad part of that is that I started doing it, like I said, not knowing anything about audio engineering. So you can actually hear, as that show goes on, me learning how to do things. So it's hard to go back and listen to the old stuff. I'm like, oh man, if I would have known how to do this, this could have sounded like this and it would have been more easily readable. But at the same time, there's also something really cool about hearing that whole learning process. I'm a big fan of people figuring things out as they go. And that's been a big part of podcasting in general for me. You know, you find out your strengths, you find out your weaknesses. I'm not a super great host. Like, if I were interviewing you, I would not be talking this much. But I'm very good at working off of what other people are doing. So I like to play off of my strengths and, you know, figure out what I'm doing as we go.
But about what you said about learning from trial and error, was there ever a time where you've done something and you posted it and then you listened to it after you already posted it and you're like, why did I post that? But granted, you have to post stuff just to get out there and get practice. But have you ever thought like, why did I post that? Oh my gosh, that was horrible.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There are two things that I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, there's a part of almost every episode I've ever done that I'm like, I could have done that better. But the first one is we did sort of a... I don't want to get into the whole backstory of Jack Billings' house, but it's a weird house that he lives in. And we did an episode where I and the mailman go through the house looking for weird stuff. And he has planted things to scare us, but there's also like actual haunted things happening. And I'll listen to it and I'm like, I know what I was going for, but you know, there could have been a better transition here and there could have been a better transition here. And you know, it's just, again, learning stuff. And then there was one more recently it was very hard for us once COVID hit, because we used to all record in the same spot, and I would have one audio track that I had to work with. So it's like, oh, cool, I can just, you know, I can cut this up however. But since we've had to start doing it remotely, everybody has different microphones, everybody has different levels, so I have to adjust everybody's things individually. And the one day I was just like, all right, I've had enough editing for a while, but I do need to get this done. So I took my laptop and I sat on the couch and I plugged in my crappy earbuds and did all my editing for an entire episode with just my crappy earbuds. And then when I listened to it back with my good headphones on after it was published, everybody's audio was different sounding. It was just a mess of an episode. And I'm like, God, if I would have just, you know, that's one of those things. And everybody who does this sort of thing, like, podcasts are tough if you're not a professional, if you haven't been doing it for a long time. So this kind of stuff, like, that kind of stuff happens to everyone, and it's frustrating. And, like, I was beating myself up for weeks about that episode, but it happens. Everybody does it. If you go on to any of these Facebook groups for podcasters, you'll see people doing a post that's like, oh, I did this dumb thing. Did anybody else ever do this thing? And then you'll see 60 comments of people who did exactly the same thing. And yeah, but you just have to learn from stuff like that rather than, and that's been a very hard thing for me to learn, is that sometimes you just need to learn.
Like I said, that's my biggest issue. Like, I get down on myself, I beat myself up. And that's one thing about me. Like, I'll always admit that I'm not perfect. And I know that that's one thing with me. My podcast is going to take time for it to be perfect, you know? So, like, at first, when I first started out, and, like, up until recently, I would always be just so crucial and critical over, like, the feedback that I would get when the audio wasn't up to par or anything like that. And I wouldn't say this is my biggest excuse, but my biggest thing was always, like, look, I'm a content creator, you know what I'm saying? Like, look at all the methods that I have to do. You know, I have to record the show, I have to host the show, I have to do the video, I have to do a lot. Like, it's a lot just for one person, you know what I'm saying? I put blood, sweat, and tears, money, all that into this. So just bear with me. It's going to be all right. It's going to get way better, you know? And I would always notice too, like, the people who would, like, talk bad about the audio, not even just point it out or just talk bad about the flaws, you know? It's like, okay, well, where's your podcast, or where's your content? You know what I'm saying? So we can judge yours and pick yours apart. And 9 times out of 10, they don't have it. They're just picking at you. So I'm like, all right, let me just fall back and know that that comes with the lane that I chose to jump into, which is podcasting, you know?
Yeah, wanted to say real quick, I've ever since I was, like, in high school, you know, I made a comic book in high school that I self-published. I've been doing paintings, and I've been doing all sorts of art, and I had a YouTube channel for a while, and people are always going to criticize what you're doing. And a lot of times, you know, I'll be at, like a convention selling stuff, and people will come up to you and they'll be like, oh, you know, whatever, I don't like this. But the other artists there are very supportive. They're like, oh, I see what you were doing. Even if it's not their thing particularly, you know, they can see what you were doing. And that's, I've always tried to stick with listening to that criticism. Like, if another podcaster, you know, has some feedback for me, it's almost never mean. And it's almost always constructive. And then you listen to that. But if it's somebody, you know, just off the street giving you a one-star review, I don't put a lot of thought into that sort of thing, because exactly what you said, you know, they don't know what you need to do this sort of thing. So I'm going to let you have your negative opinion, because there's nothing I'm going to be able to do to change it. Unless you're giving me constructive feedback, I don't want to hear it. It's going to go one ear and out the other. And it's taken me a long time to be able to do that, because that harsh feedback at first, it hurts. It does. And you have to train yourself to not worry about that so much, because you know, somebody who's going to give you constructive feedback, they're trying to help you. Somebody who's just being mean, that all they're trying to do is be mean to you and trying to make you feel bad. So you can't let them make you feel bad.
Today, for some reason, just tell us a little bit more on where we can find the podcast that you take place in.
Okay. Well, Jack Billings Presents is just an audio thing. No video component to that. There's too much going on in that thing for us to do videos. Right now, we're doing different, I don't want to say seasons, because they're completely different things. So right now, Jack Billings Presents Me and My Neighbor Michael is out and it's complete. Everything we've ever recorded for that is out and you can listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts. We're working on a mini series, and then we're working on series two, which is called Jack Billings Presents Haunted Apartment Complex, where it's sort of the same characters, but in a different reality, like sort of an alternate reality. You can find The Real Boys on YouTube. We go live on Facebook. We go live on Twitch.
What?
Yeah, yeah. On Mondays and Fridays. Mondays, we have a group of eight that we all picked our top five favorite movies of all time. And we're going through those, you know, all the fives and all the fours. That's what we do on Monday. That's sort of the core show. Fridays, we do new releases and fan-picked movies. We have a wheel that we spin so that you know, they're sort of randomly picked. So whatever we need to do to get out a show on Friday. Then, on Wednesday, there's a show called No Time to Binge, which is me, Matt Deterior, who is the guy who created Jack Billings, and then Dylan and Zach from Some Nobodies, they're also on The Real Boys, and then B. Highland, who is like a cosplayer and a podcaster, and we watch the first and last episodes of shows, and then we try to figure out what happens in the middle of them. That also goes live on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook. That's on Wednesdays. The pod skit we record whenever we can, and those go out whenever. But yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at myneighbormich1, and I post all the stuff that I'm on is posted up on there. I have a very bad Twitter handle because when my friend called me about the podcast, and I thought for sure that was going to be the last three podcasts I ever did. I thought, well, that was fun, but we're never going to do this again. So he's like, all right, well, let's make Twitter handles and this and that. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So I just typed in, you know, My Neighbor Michael, and then that was the nickname that it gave me. I'm like, whatever, I'm never going to do this again. 3 years later, and now I'm just stuck with this horrible Twitter handle.
Podcast, did you say you help out?
Well, right now it's you, and like I said, I do the production on Jack Billings. I even out the audio like I do for you, for No Time to Binge. the other shows that I've actually been producing are sort of on hiatus. So I don't know when they'll come back. It happens. It happens with podcasts. But I also like to, you know, I like to go on those podcast Facebook groups. And when people are asking for advice, I like to give people advice. Like, if you go on those things, you'll see people like, oh, just get this microphone, period. Or, you know, just do this, period. And that's all they have to say. I'll, you know, private message somebody and I'll try to find out exactly what they need. I like to, like, do like a mentor thing, because podcasting is hard and it's frustrating if you don't have anybody, if you don't have anybody to guide you through this stuff and you don't have the patience to do it yourself, it's frustrating and you're going to stop. Like, that's all there is to it.
We actually met in the podcast community on Facebook as well too. And you can meet some great people through there and like, you could just learn so much. As you see, like, I was nonstop messaging you since the day we started talking on there, you know, like I'll probably send you like 100 messages a day when it comes to podcasting, because this is my life. Like I can't see myself giving up on this anytime soon, just because.
And that's awesome. Like I don't mind helping people at all. You were a little bit more persistent than a lot of people. So I actually appreciate that, because that shows me that you have passion for it. And I appreciate that. But yeah, I'll tell anybody. Usually my first bit of advice to everyone, which I gave to you, but I don't think you listened to. But my most important piece of advice, if you're going to start a podcast, is to record 2 to 4 hours that you never plan on publishing anywhere. That's going to get you comfortable behind the microphone. It's going to show you, you know, where to put your levels for your recordings, you know, and then edit it down to an hour, edit that 4 hours down to an hour. That's going to help you with your editing. Like, and you're not going to be perfect at it after that amount of time, but it's going to give you the basics. But you have to be willing to make something that no one will ever hear. You make it and you throw it away. And that's your first, that's the first thing you want to do, because you have to get that out of the way. Otherwise you're going to end up with a first, second, third episode that sound.
Of those, seriously.
Not that you're. Yeah. And that's great. You should throw them away, though. Like, don't even keep them in a library. Put them in the recycling bin and empty it. Just. Sure.
What did? Man?
Oh. Nothing. No. Yes. I was gonna work on my car. I have a. No, I do not fix cars. I'm good at fixing things. Cars are tough. I can do some basic stuff. But when I went to do what I was going to do to it, I saw that it needed more than I'm willing to. So yeah, it's all right. But yeah, so my weekend is going to pretty much be watching movies and TV shows for these
podcasts. This podcast right here, young man.
And getting ready to upload. But this is the least of my worries. This is about half an hour to 45 minutes out of my week. So I'll get this done, no problem. But I enjoy your show is not, your show is very focused. You are, which is great because, but you have so many people in your area that this helps. But it is, as you know, focused show. And that's, I think that's important because, you know, I have more listened to shows than the ones I'm the most passionate about. Because our audio drama comedy weird thing, like I said, it's very strange and a lot of people don't get it, but the people who get it love it. And that's sort of how your show is. And that's another thing that's great about podcasts is you can be niche. Like you can have a focus to your area show. And that's important because, you know, terrestrial radio is not what it used to be. So people get their local stuff from shows like yours. And that's, yeah, that's very, it's a very important show for what you're doing.
I think they said it was Jimmy Fallon. Is his show off the air now? I believe it was Jimmy Fallon. It was someone like that. And they said that's actually why their show ended, because podcasts basically do everything that the show does. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people rather listen to podcasts than actually watch shows now, too, because obviously more people are like taking these longer trips. You know, they can listen to them anywhere they go. They can listen to them while they're in the gym. They can do all of these things. And I was telling people, my friend the other day, actually not people, my friend, I was like, I really feel like I'm an artist, you know what I'm saying, with podcasts too, because like when you drop like a whole season, it feels like you just dropped a mixtape of like your best work, and then you have features from different people and downloads and all that too. It's like we're all one and the same, you know what I'm saying? Because if you look at a musician, they're a content creator, just like a podcaster is as well. I'm not going to say I'm a rapper, but I'm just saying like I feel like I'm a content creator with content, you know.
Yeah, it podcasts are really cool because I have, you know, I like sort of like weird niche shows and like I said, video games and TV shows, movies and stuff like that. And for a long time, I was like, God, I have to be the only one who's like this. I'm considerably older than you are. So like back in the 90s, we didn't have podcasts and stuff. So I'm watching these shows and I'm watching these movies and, you know, I'm like, I wish I had somebody to talk to about this stuff. Well, now you search in your podcast app for a weird show that you like. There's 10 podcasts about it. Like people like this stuff. And then you get into communities. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I grew up thinking I'm the only one who's like this. But then the internet, you know, sort of came around to being like a bigger thing and podcasts and, you know, YouTube channels. And you're like, oh, there's millions of people who like this same stuff. They're just spread out all over the place. And that's, you know, that is very important to podcasting is getting, you know, it can reach everyone.
Cast groups, podcasts, and then you're meeting all these new people and you're just connecting with people that you never thought you would have connected with, or people that you've been wanting to connect with that you can't find, like you just said. And now you find people who are just like you, you know what I'm saying? So podcasting is just bringing people together. And that's why I started one of my segments called A Podcaster's Testimony too, because there's things that you may have experienced that I've never experienced, or things that I may know that you may not know as well too, you know what I'm saying? And I just really want to be that testimony for podcasters, you know?
It's definitely a thing. And that's the thing that I always tell people when they're talking about starting a podcast is, first, it's harder than it seems to be. You know, it seems like plug a microphone into your computer and talk. That's not what it's like. If you plug a microphone into your computer and talk, you're going to make a bad podcast. You need to do research, you know, on your guests. You need to do research on your subjects, or else you need to write something that people would want to listen to. And even when you do all of that stuff, you're still going to have people who just are going to be mean to you for no reason, just because that's how they are. So podcasts are, it's easy to get into, and it's so much fun to do, and it is, it gets easier as you go. But if you expect to plug in your microphone and be a good podcaster, it's not going to happen.
Going forward, too, so I can be the best podcaster I can be, and I will do the same for you as well, too, sir.
Okay. I already gave my number one piece of advice, the practice with stuff. That's I really think that's what helped me the most. We did an episode with a new person from the cast, and we just sort of sat around and just talked for, again, about 2 hours. And I edited that down to like 35 minutes of really good quality content. And, I still think that's the most important thing. My second piece of advice would be prepared for your equipment to fail. You don't need the world's best equipment. As you can see, I'm using a Yeti microphone. I'm going to say I probably sound better when I do a podcast than I'm definitely in the better half of, besides my dumb voice, what it sounds like. My actual audio is always clear and loud. It's because I sat down and messed around with all of my settings. I know what makes this condenser microphone sound good. We have a professional setup at the studio that we do the show in, and I can record from here and make it sound like I'm in the same room with those, with everyone else. You just have to work with your equipment. But let me take you on a little tour here from my video. But right here, it's a backup microphone, headphones, and my backup laptop. If something happens with my setup now, I can just plug this in 5 minutes and it'll be ready. And then I also have a backup microphone. This is the crappiest microphone you'll ever see. I think I got it for $10 at Walmart. I can make you or anyone sound good with that microphone, because I know how to mess with the settings. People are going to tell you need expensive equipment. You don't. You can use mediocre equipment, but if you play with it and you practice with it, it's going to sound fine. And have a backup ready, because your equipment's going to fail. At some point in time, your equipment is going to fail. Just yesterday, we were about to film The Real Boys, and I found out that my cat was laying on my laptop and did something to it. I fixed it now, but that was like 5 minutes before we were going live, so I had to get my backup setup ready to go. It took me 5 minutes. Have it ready. Always be prepared for your stuff to fail.
Still aspiring to be like you and still chasing greatness and trying to be compared to you. You know what I'm saying? But my biggest piece of advice is literally just stay true to yourself and stay who you are too. You know what I'm saying? Because the world needs more weird, quirky people. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm just like that as well too. You know, that's what like gravitated me towards you even more too. I was like, this guy is just like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though I like doing everything that I like doing, I'm still just as weird and like funny as they come as well too. And it, like stuff like that, when you remain true to yourself too, you're golden like that too. So that's all I can say to you, just stay true to yourself and stay doing it how you do it, Because we have... Oh, go ahead.
On that same thing, I know that a lot of people try to make their podcast sound like popular podcasts. Mm-hmm.
We'll definitely catch on to that and hear it.
Yeah, and your weird scripted comedies or your area focused shows like the ones that we do, we're probably not going to get the listens that I don't want to say Rogan because I hate him, but the people who do shows like that, you know, that's what they're trying to get. They're trying to get those millions of listens. And that's fine, but when you have a very specific show, you may not have as many listeners, but you have very engaged and very, I can't think of words now, very loyal listeners. Like, they're going to listen to all of your shows. And that's what you want. You want the people who are going to listen to listen. You know, a lot of those million listens for a cookie cutter podcast are going to be somebody who listens to one episode because it's on the, you know, trending or whatever, and then just throw your podcast away and it's not going to matter anymore.
I've noticed that too. Like at the beginning when I started, I was like, oh, I want to be like this podcast. I want to be like this podcast. But then you lose yourself. And then that's when you really feel like you're ready to quit podcasting as well too, because you're following a formula that's designed to want you to be like that. So there's not more people like that, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? If for every one Joe Rogan, there's 43 people trying to be the next Joe Rogan. And do you think the mainstream media want there to be more than one Joe Rogan as well? You know, so you just have to really pick your battles and really learn how to operate and maneuver. You know what I'm saying? And you shouldn't start podcasting if you don't have like a constructive like format of where it is you want to go with your podcast, how you want to do it, and all of that fun stuff as well too. You know, so.
Yep. That drives me crazy. That is the one question that drives me crazy on those, is when people are like, I want to make a podcast. What should I make my podcast about? If you don't know what you want to make your podcast about, you're not going to make a podcast that you're going to stick with, because you're not going to care about it as much as you need to, because this is not, again, this is not easy. It's not easy to podcast. You have to love what you're doing, or else you're just going to quit. And, you know, there's already 50 million podcasts out there. We don't need, you know, we don't need 20,000 more that just sound like Joe
Caster's testimony. I definitely want to say thank you for coming on and giving your expertise to the fan base.
I appreciate it. We've been talking for a while and I've been working on your show. And like I said, I really do enjoy your show. I don't get a lot of it because I'm not from your area. And, you know, that stuff is very specific to your area, which is so good for people there. But I enjoy your guests. They're always, you know, they're always interesting. They're always engaging. I especially like that magician guy who was on there. He was so much fun.
So funny. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I always listen to your...
Oh my God.
Sounds interesting. Maybe I'll get there one day.
You still, it's not like I'm not going to talk to you ever again or anything like that. But yeah, we'll definitely still talk. If that makes sense, sir, you have yourself a great day.
I hope not. Cool. Thank you. You too.
You calling, or you listening, tune in every week. Line for line. Oh, yeah, I'm going to line for line.